This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. President Trump leaves today on his second foreign trip in the high office. He'll be attending the G20 meeting in Hamburg, Germany this weekend. But his first stop is Poland. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ginzer explains why.
President Trump likes the fact that Poland is one of the few NATO members to spend the required 2% of its GDP on defense. Like Trump, Poland's government takes a hard line on immigration, but it's a member of the EU and has to follow the rules.
Therein lies the rub right there.
That's Scheherazade Rahman of George Washington University. She says Poland can't, say, nail down its own trade deal with the U.S. during Trump's visit.
Whatever discussion takes place, Poland will then have to reach out to the entire EU community.
But Poland doesn't need approval for natural gas imports from the U.S. President Trump is hoping to ship even more natural gas to Eastern European countries who don't like depending on Russia, says Harvard fellow Emily Holland.
There's just a political motivation in diversifying their supplies away from Russian commodities.
President Trump is scheduled to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the G20 summit. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.